in a nutshell, what is the Team Up Foundation?
So Team Up Foundation, the MLSE Team Up Foundation, was launched in December 2009. For a number of years before that, each of the teams had their own, each of the teams within MLSE had their own kind of independent community and charitable strategies. Mm-hmm. The most focused were that of the Raptors Foundation and the Leafs Dreams Fund, which did a lot of in-arena and special event fundraising to then invest in community initiatives that were focused on children, but the Raptors focused mainly on education and scholarships and the Leafs Dreams Fund on arts and culture. Mm-hmm. But MLSE, being a four-team business, made the decision that it wasn't really representative of MLSE as a business and didn't really share a direction that was linked with our business. So they put the MLSE Team Up Foundation together as a coordinated charitable strategy that now leverages the brands, the players, the assets, you know, the venues of all four teams. Mm-hmm. And we now raise money through an arena, through special events, through special gifts from donors, to invest back into the community in the facility refurbishment of recreational rinks, courts, and pitches, and also grants to organizations that conduct youth sports programming in high-priority neighborhoods, giving kids free access to sport.
How crucial would you say this program is just to, I know there's a lot of, not a lot of, but there are some rough areas in Toronto, and some of the best athletes sometimes are coming out of these areas with families with very little money. So to kind of have this company, to have the Team Up Foundation really attacking those neighborhoods and really kind of inspiring them, like, how crucial is that?
I think it's essential. It's essential for life skill development for children in these neighborhoods. I think it's also essential for our business, MLSE proper, to be investing in all aspects of our city. We have wonderful relationships with the business community. You know, some of the most high-profile individuals in and businesses in Toronto are core clients and customers of MLSE as fans. This is also our way to reach into pockets of Toronto, the GTA, and Ontario that don't have access to being in our venues every day as a fan. So we need to take the MLSE experience, the great parts of our company, the great parts of our teams, out to them. And, you know, in the last 2 years, we've invested $4.5 million into refurbishments of facilities, into sports programming, and we've given access to thousands upon thousands of kids to sport as a result of it. Kids have learned to skate, you know, new to Canada, new to Toronto. They've learned to skate on one of the rinks that we've refurbished. Mm-hmm. They've, you know, come home from school and they've got a brand new basketball court in their high-density condo community. You know, 15,000 residents living at St. Jamestown playing on a net and a half. We refurbished that court this past summer, and now they're organizing leagues. The Wellesley Community Center is driving activities on this court. We're giving the kids an all-star sporting experience when, for a lot of cases, they don't have access to the all-star fan experience.
Yeah. And I guess just jumping to TFC and more specifically, what the Team Up Foundation looks like for that team. What exactly are in the cards? I know last year there was a pitch refurbishment. What is it looking like this year?
Yeah, in the last 2 years, we've done two pitches, invested $200,000 across those two projects. We've launched each pitch by bringing the full TFC team into the community, activating with the kids, playing soccer with the kids on a full day of activities. And we've also, you know, we've left an imprint, a legacy, in partnering with organizations like Kidsport that put on free soccer programming in those communities once we leave. But this year, our board of directors, under our recommendation, has just approved a movement, really an advancement, in our pitch refurbishment strategy. Mm-hmm. We have been exclusively working with grass turf in these refurbishments. Whether we like it or not, the Canadian climate, the Toronto climate, really limits the amount of time you can play on grass over the course of a year.
Yeah.
So we have made the conscious decision and will be growing our investment in soccer refurbishments by about 300%.
Wow.
We're going to input and invest $300,000 to $350,000 into one pitch this year, but we're going to be putting in sports turf.
Oh, okay.
It's going to dramatically increase the amount of playing time throughout the season that's available on that pitch.
Mm-hmm.
It will provide, you know, a lot of the, you know, yeah, there's stories out there about pro athletes not feeling safe on turf. Really, the cause of injury, we've got studies, the cause of injury is net-net almost equal. And in fact, in inner-city communities, let's be honest, the grass pitches aren't getting the upkeep. They don't get the upkeep that a professional pitch does. So this one doesn't need the upkeep.
No.
So there's going to be no grass pothole or rock bed or anything like that interrupting play. You're going to have a really good, consistent, and almost full season, 12-month calendar, full season opportunity to play soccer in a community in Toronto this year. We're partnering with TFC, we're collaborating, I should say, with TFC to identify areas of Toronto that could benefit from this investment, where grassroots soccer is already popular, but the access to sport, because of the disadvantaged neighborhood, just doesn't put them in a position to play enough.
Yeah.
So we're going to be making a very focused and community-minded decision to select the right neighborhood for this to make sure that these kids benefit from it.
I think there's the thing that's really, I guess, exciting about the Team Up Foundation is the fact that you guys make a really, really strong effort to identify communities that really do need this. It's not like you're rewarding communities that already have nice facilities, right? You're giving the kids that literally don't have that much, and you're, like you said, you're giving them the all-star treatment, so they are inspired to become professional athletes and excel not only in athletics but in school and just in life in general, right?
Yeah, and the inspiration isn't even really rooted or intended to drive them towards professional athletes. The inspiration is, let's get kids active again. Let's get them enjoying sports again.
Exactly.
I grew up on sports. I think I'm more successful in a team environment in business as a result of it. I think I'm more successful in building consensus amongst people because of it. And there are studies that have scientific metrics to prove all of that. We take the philosophy that we want the community to pull the strategy in rather than us force-feeding the strategy on the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're not going to go show up in a backyard neighborhood one day and say, by the way, we're giving you a pitch. we're going to survey. We're going to speak with stakeholders. We're going to identify needs. We work closely with, you know, in this case, TSC. We work closely with the City of Toronto. We work closely with other organizations that understand, like us, the needs of pockets of Toronto. And we're going to then work with the community to say, you need this. You've told us you need this. So this is what we can deliver. And then we kind of adjust that delivery based on their needs. The least successful community investment projects are the ones that are decided upon by a bunch of people in an office building, say, wouldn't it be great if we could do this? And then they show up in a community one day and do it. The intent is always genuine, but the sustainable impact isn't necessarily there because they haven't consulted with the community first. So we do that. It puts us in a position sometimes where we're consulting with two or three communities to select one. yeah, you know what? Two of those communities are going to be disappointed, but now they're on our radar for next year's project.
Absolutely. And I mean, and soon enough, you would assume that if this is continuing to go, it will hit that community eventually, right?
Yes, correct. And this was a big question around the board table. If you're going to invest in sports turf in 1 year of, you know, $300,000 invested back into a project for the purposes of grassroots soccer, this can't be a one-off. This is now a strategy that we have to adopt moving forward, because once you go big, you can't go little
again. It's expected after that.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah.
And I guess just what's been the response? I don't know if you could comment on this, but by the players and the team itself, is this something that they understand as being valuable? Because I know they put a lot of emphasis on a youth development academy, and I can really see this as kind of one of the pillars of them reaching out to the Greater Toronto Area for just young soccer players.
Yeah, this I will say that we haven't had, and we don't have a lot of direct contact with the athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their job to do. We've got our job to do. But we collaborate a lot with Paul, you know, Preben, Aaron.
Yeah.
And when we told them that, one, we gave them the heads up, and we put help. They helped us build a bit of a case for support for why this is important for soccer, because they understand the soccer metrics.
Mm-hmm.
When we informed them that the board gave unanimous approval to it, our business colleagues at TFC were ecstatic. And now they are working hand-in-hand with us to be out in the community, identifying the communities which could benefit from this so that we can make an informed decision.
Yeah, what would you just say that the goal is, the entire goal of why does the Team Up Foundation exist?
Yeah, so, okay. Honestly, it's funny. I've just come out of a meeting, actually, where we've been writing our kind of long-term goals, and, you know, they're very monetary-focused and they're growth-focused. At the end of the day, I find organizations like ours are too often measuring against, well, you know, we're a $10 million foundation, we're $5 million, or we grew by 20%, or we did this number of projects more than last year. It's not about those metrics that count. It's about 15,000 kids now having access to a great basketball court. It's about 700 kids last year on one rink learning how to skate for the first time. It's about 24-hour, well, let's call it 12-hour a day, 12-month access to soccer for 2,000 soccer teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's about delivering those experiences for kids through sports. That's what we're all about. How we get there, how we do it, the number of dollars that are invested to do it, the number of projects it takes to drive that, those are just numbers that us business folk measure ourselves against.
Yeah.
And I get that. We have to. But at the end of the day, the key metric is number of kids whose lives are improved through sport.